Kayla Smolt reporting today from Sherrard High School with senior band musician Logan Holiday and sophomore, correct?
Yep.
Carson Schar. Carson on drums and Logan on Barry saxophone. Okay, so Logan, just you made All-State for ILMEA.
Yep.
And this was your second year.
This was my second year, yeah.
Okay, can you just talk about your reaction to hearing that you weren't going to get to go perform at ILMEA this year, and instead it's a virtual clinics on March 20th, is that correct?
Yeah, it's on March 20th. My reaction, I was a little disappointed at first, but I kind of understand like the situation we're in. So I'm like disappointed, but I'm also kind of relieved that everyone's thinking safety over, you know, actually putting people in risk. So I'm kind of fine with it.
Right, right. Okay. So what do you know what it's going to look like then as far as the clinics go for ILMEA?
I'm not really sure what it's going to look like. For the district ILMEA, I know we did virtual, and they just did like master classes. They did two master classes in Zoom.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm not really sure what the All-State is going to look like for that.
Right, right. And so this is your second time. That's quite an accomplishment.
Yes.
Getting to do that. Can you describe what it's like using, for maybe for those who don't know, sports terminology? What does it mean to make All-State?
So you have to try out for like, it's like playoffs. You have to try out, and then once you make the playoffs, you get to go to like the championship, which is the All-State. And then once you make the All-State, you either get placed into an All-State band or an Honors band.
Mm-hmm.
And the Honors band is like the top tier, like band. And I made that last year. I made second chair Honors band last year. And this year, we don't know yet because COVID.
Okay. Is that something that you would typically find out when you go there?
Yeah, you do a tryout for the district band, and then once you make the district band, you get chosen for the All-State. And once you go to All-State, you have to try out again, and you either get placed into the All-State or the Honors based on your tryout down in Peoria.
I see. So not being able to go to Peoria means...
Yeah, you won't be able to try out again.
Right, right. So in that case, does that mean there isn't an Honors band?
I'm not sure yet.
Okay.
I'm not sure.
Sure. Okay. That sounds like something you'll be finding out,
hopefully
moving forward. Right. Okay. So Carson, can you talk about, I understand from band director, Mr. Grayson, that this school, Sherrard School District, is the only, if maybe the only band program that's gotten to do things continuously from the beginning of the school year until now. So can you talk about what you guys did and what it means that you got to do that in the fall?
I think it means everything to me that we get to keep doing, you know, we're doing marching band in March, and we're going to do pep band next week. And I know that other schools haven't got to do that, which I feel for them, obviously, and I just love that we've gotten to, because I can't imagine what I would be doing now if we didn't have all this stuff, just sitting around at home. So I'm glad that we get to do something, or we get to have this, and that it's above all safe. No one's gotten, like, we haven't had a mass band quarantine.
Right.
No one's really gotten sick from it. So the fact that we can have all these things and still do it safely means the world to me.
Right, right. And I understand measures are in place. You guys use the proper PPE with the slit in it to play music. What other coronavirus measures are being taken for safety?
Well, for us with the drummers, if we're going to switch sticks, we have these wipes, and we wipe them down, and we put on hand sanitizers to make sure nothing goes wrong with that. And then we usually like wipe down instruments, all that stuff, just whatever we touch usually gets wiped down pretty good. So just anything we can to make sure to be as safe as we can.
Right, as well as social distancing.
Yeah.
And you have a large enough space to practice in, so you're, mm-hmm. I understand from Mr. Grayson, you're under 50 kids, students, mm-hmm. when you're practicing, and percussion is separate, making it
yeah.
even, so as a percussionist, what's it like to play music without the band?
It's different. When we have our percussion ensemble class, we usually get to play our own stuff. We usually get to play songs that are just drums, or get to work on things that are just with drums, which is nice, because when we're with the whole band, it's usually the wind's playing their part is usually what the focus is, and we usually work on that for most of the time.
Right.
But when we have our own thing, we get to really work on getting better at drums and playing like all drum songs and getting really good at it in our own time, which is really nice.
Yeah. Yeah, that makes sense. And so you guys were able to do, was it 2 in-person band performances over the fall?
Yeah.
Into the cooler weather, of course. Winter weather stops any outdoor performances. And what have you done then since then?
We've had jazz band practice, doing that stuff. That's about it. I think we've been doing jazz band a lot. And then
virtual performances.
Oh, we haven't had any virtual performances yet. We're talking about putting one of those together for maybe jazz band and concert band. But, yeah, we've been doing jazz band. We've been doing – we have, like, a project going on right now in band.
Mm-hmm.
We've been working on just songs and stuff, just all the stuff that we can do, working to get better and have one of those performances.
Right, right. Okay. So you mentioned pep band. Is that a for sure at this point, or are they still trying to figure out the logistics of it?
We were told yes, but they're still thinking about it for basketball games.
Right, right. Well, and we know that these measures are changing constantly, as mitigation efforts are well underway, of course, so you just don't know. You just don't know. So can you talk a little bit about what pep band is like? Not everybody understands or has even been to a game to see what the students are doing.
So yeah, what pep band is basically, it's the band comes to basketball games and we'll play like pop songs and stuff for the side, just, you know, for the game in between things. And for me, it's one of my favorite parts because it's just fun stuff to play. I think the band really enjoys it too. And we get to watch the basketball game too, so it's all, and it's, for me, it's really just being with the rest of the school and the student section. It's being a part of that and getting to kind of add to, like the same thing cheerleaders do, kind of add to the basketball game. So I really like that part of it.
Pumping up the school spirit.
Being a part of it, yeah.
That's right, yeah, that's really fun. I remember back in the day I got to do that too, so I can't imagine not getting to have those experiences, and especially for you as a senior, Logan. Can you talk a little bit about, speak to the community, the band family, I've heard Mr. Grayson call it.
Yeah, as a senior, it's definitely been tough. It hasn't been normal, which is a given for this year. There's so many things we missed. But hopefully everything gets better by the end of the year. Hopefully I'll have a graduation like normal. Everyone's just hopeful now.
Right. Right, exactly. And so what are you looking forward to then with the band program coming up?
I'm really looking forward to, like what Carson said, pep band games, maybe football games, maybe 2 football games were just put on the schedule, and that's a maybe. That'll definitely be fun. Hopefully some more concerts that we can put on, maybe some more like jazz band gigs. That'd be fun. Yeah, definitely some more like fun stuff.
Yeah, absolutely. So as a senior, you're going to be graduating, obviously. What are you looking forward to? Do you have any plans to continue with the Barry saxophone following your graduation?
Yeah, I definitely do want to continue playing music. Like, I love music. Music is, like, my thing.
Mm-hmm.
Like, everyone has, like, their thing. Like, it's either sports. Like, mine's just music. I love playing Barry. I love doing that. So, like, I'm planning on going to college and like continuing playing for like the jazz band or whatever. I think
right.
That'd be fun.
Right, right. Do you have a school picked out yet, or?
No, I do not.
Okay, well there you have it, ladies and gentlemen. Mr. Logan Holliday is looking for a great school with a great music program. Very good. Okay. Anything else you guys want to include or talk about?
Not really.
No?
I think it's just really, really important that we have these band things if we can, you know, for the seniors, obviously, so they can have their one last thing to do before they leave. And for us who, you know, I'm only a sophomore, I've only had 1 year of doing all these things, so hopefully having more of these experiences, because it's the same as basketball and football. It's our thing and our time to show off what we do. So I think it's really important that we have it safely but still have it.
Right, right. Absolutely. Dedicated and passionate. I think those are 2 words that really exemplify the Sherrard band students. So thank you so much for talking to me today, you guys. I'm Kayla Smolt reporting for WRMJ.